Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep stepping out of line and messing with my mind. You had any sense you'd quit. Ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got only daddy that'll walk the line.
John Doe's version of Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line is just one of 15 tracks on Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean, the new tribute album to the late Waylon Jennings. If only one performer personified the outlaw country movement of the 1970s, it was Waylon Jennings. Though he'd been a professional musician since the late 1950s, it took almost 20 years for him to become a star. Why? Well, like Buck Owens before him, Waylon Jennings rejected the way that things were done in Nashville. He insisted on doing things his way, refusing to work with studio musicians, and instead insisting on recording with his touring band when it was time to enter the studio. And then he fought hard to make sure that his recordings didn't sound like the string-laden pop sounds that were coming out of Nashville at the time. In 1970, Waylon recorded two songs by a promising but struggling songwriter named Chris Christopherson. Jennings credited Christopherson with bringing a new maturity and sophistication to country music. On Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean, Christopherson returns the favor, singing I Do Believe, one of the last songs Waylon Jennings wrote.
There is a man there in that building. He's a holy man, they say. He keeps talking about tomorrow, while I keep struggling with today. He preaches hell, fire, and brimstone, and heaven seems so far away.
The variety of singers who perform on the album emphasizes the vast influence that Waylon Jennings had on different styles of popular music. Who would have thought that hard rocker Henry Rollins, who recorded the album's title track, was a Waylon fan? But the one-time punk musician says Jennings was an influence, and he was happy to be asked to participate. One of the best performances on Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean isn't country at all. Instead, it's Grammy winner Nora Jones performing Wurlitzer Prize in the same jazzy style that won her all those awards.
How to give me the Wurlitzer Prize for all the silver I let slide and slide. Playing those songs on blue. Help me remember you. I don't want to get over you.
You may not know it to hear her sing, but Nora Jones says fellow Texan Waylon Jennings influenced her musical style, adding that it was a great honor to be asked to perform on Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean. Hit songwriter Radney Foster says he has been a Jennings fan since he was growing up in Del Rio, Texas. He also became a friend after his own songwriting career brought him to Nashville. Foster's contribution to the tribute is a plaintive version of the hit Luckenbach, Texas, recorded with Roger Krieger.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie. Successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coles. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Other performers on Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean include Guy Clark, Dave Alvin, and Nancy Griffith. The tribute album pairs 15 songs with an eclectic mix of singers. We most often think of Waylon Jennings as a performer, not a writer. But with new versions of Waymore's Blues, Good Hearted Woman, and Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way, the tribute also does a good job of showcasing the music of Waylon Jennings, the songwriter. I'm Catherine Cole.
It's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.